Venezuela is a country that is rich in oil but mired in economic crisis. It's not just falling oil prices that are causing shortages in staples like milk and chicken. As John Otis reports from Caracas, the government's tangle of price controls and regulation is driving companies, including food producers, out of business.
At the Capri Pasta Factory in Caracas, machines weigh and package freshly made spaghetti and elbow macaroni. 72-year-old Simone Nobile runs Capri, which was founded by his Italian-born father in 1940. Capri's two plants crank out 11 million pounds of pasta per month. They could produce nearly twice that much. However, Nobile says a government policy designed to help the poor forces him to sell half of his inventory for just 5 cents a pound, far less than the cost to produce it. He says there's no incentive because price controls mean you lose money. So the more you produce, the more money you lose. Another headache is importing the wheat to make pasta. Venezuela doesn't produce any, but Capri managers say the company needs a government certificate stating this fact each time it wants to import some, usually from the U.S. or Canada. It's not just food production that's stagnating under all these rules. Between 1999 and 2007, the last year for which government figures were available, the number of Venezuelan manufacturers fell from 12,000 to 7,000. Many of these policies were adopted by the late socialist President Hugo Chavez, who took a dim view of capitalism. His successor, President Nicolas Maduro, claims the current food shortages are the result of hoarding and price speculation by the private sector and has responded with even more controls.
Eran que los empresarios te manejaban el país.
Ramon Lobo defends these policies. He's a congressman for the ruling Socialist Party who says before the Chavez Revolution, the private sector controlled the government and basically ran the country while ignoring the needy. But Ismael Perez, president of the Venezuelan Chamber of Industries, disagrees.
Quienes toman las decisiones nunca han estado involucrados en la producción o en la empresa.
Perez says government intervention backfires because very few top officials have any business experience. He recalls a meeting to deal with a recent toilet paper shortage caused by distribution snafus. Instead of addressing the bottlenecks, Perez says, a government minister proposed building toilet paper factories in each of Venezuela's 32 states. Others say Maduro has an authoritarian streak and wants to control all sectors of Venezuelan society. Jorge Redman, who runs a Venezuelan chocolate factory, claims the government is out to punish the private sector because many business leaders, himself included, support Venezuela's political opposition.
In other countries, the governments have sort of an alliance with the private sector to create a process of development. That doesn't exist because there's a complete mistrust on the part of the government towards the private sector.
Back at Capri, Nobile tells me that after a half century of making pasta, he's never seen a tougher business climate. But at least Capri is still standing. There used to be 40 pasta companies in Venezuela. Now there are only five. For NPR News, I'm John Otis.